Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Oh, everybody speaks Spanish. I'm in the family right now. Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Thank you for inviting me. Okay. Nathan, what is Nathan? Okay, Nathan. Nathan, keep bugging me. Pastor, can you tell me the name of your sermon, please? What is the title, the name? I ignored that phone call. Sorry, man. I go, man. And Pastor Tony, can you? Okay, fine. Honest with Nate, I never call him back. Well, I called you back, right, man? Yeah, I called you back. But I never give it the name or the title of the sermon. You know, today I say, fine, okay. But I will explain you now why, Nathan, I don't do that. Why I don't do that, man? Because if I get an attack about tithe, money, I'm not coming to church. If you're going to come out of love each other, you know, I hear my brother, I'm going to go to the church. Sometimes we don't give it. I don't know if the Pastor Mark, he do that, but I know say, today we're going to talk about love each other, but I don't like my neighbor. You know what a pastor told me? He goes, we have to love our neighbor. I say, I agree with you 100%, but if you don't like it, that's fine. How do they work it out? I don't know. You love him, but you don't like him. I say, well, because I love the persons in the church, but sometimes I don't like that person. I say, well, but according by the Bible, they say you have to love your brothers. Yeah, but I am not kind that way. I have to love my brother, and I have to say that I love you. I love you. No, I love you. I don't care if you don't like me. You know, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes that's what I do. I don't put the title of my sermon because something's going to say, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Honest with you. Okay? I don't know. Maybe you got a web, right, Pastor Mark? You got a web? And they say, what is next? What's going to be the next sermon? Probably. Yeah, okay. Or you know, talk about this. I don't know, really. I don't know. Anyway, I got a cell phone. Thank you, brother. I don't need this. Thank you, mommy. Yeah, I don't need that, okay? People, they get mad at me, but I got so many stories, okay? I'm not so many stories. I went to marry a couple in Mossy Rock. Please, today is going to be the day these couples, they want to get married. It's going to be excited, right? Yeah. Yeah. I was waiting. I go, okay, today, because they come here because they love each other. Yeah. And after that, I say, I turn the motor by the people, you know. I say, fine, okay, cool. I say, can you please do my favor? Can you please turn out your phone, please? Because something serious, you know. Why? Because I got the power. I have the power. Can you please turn out your phone, please? You know what? There's a first mistake I never make to the Latinos. Don't say you turn out your phone. I was right there when they say, are you accept this woman? Hey, what are you, man? We're waiting for you. It's already late. Yeah. No, you got to turn the other side, not this side. Oh, my goodness, you kidding me? I say, well, you mind? Wait. No, it's my cousin. My cousin is lost. Anyway, okay, fine. Today, I love the songs, by the way, okay? I love the songs you guys playing because when they say that, I was waiting for you guys to say, I'm not going to say you change it. But I'm waiting for say, when you say amen, you remember the song they say something about amen? How do they say? About the song. Well, the words they say, say it again? Yeah, I was waiting for that. All the people say,
amen.
Yes. I was waiting for you. I was the only one to go. All the people say, amen. And they was going to go, all the people say, amen. Da la 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 la. Amen. You know, I went to the Pentecostal church. It was singing, there's little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Oh, yeah. This little light, oh my, I can let it shine. And I go, what's going on in here, you know? And the first time we sing that song in the church, this little light on mine, oh yeah, I'm gonna let it shine, oh yeah. And when I hear that song, and really, I'm talking, yeah, Pentecostal church, whoa, that's the light on mine, oh yeah. I don't drink coffee, by the way, okay. Well, let me go straight to the point before they kick me out. I don't even know how much time I got. Ah, my goodness. Today I want to talk about, of course, about the Bible, right? Did you bring your Bible? Yeah. Sometimes they get mad at me when I say, don't take it like offense, okay? Because I hear a pastor say, you bring the Bible? And everybody say, yeah, man, we got it, yes. If you don't bring your Bible, we are in the church, we're Christians, right? If you don't bring your Bible, please get together with a Christian person. You got it? And I go, whoa. If you bring your Bible, yes. If you don't bring your Bible, sit next to that Christian person. You got it with me?
Yeah.
And some people get like, oh, we are Christians, but we don't bring the Bible. See, I don't mean to offend you, okay? But you got your Bible with you? Can you pick up your Bible and you go like this? Up, 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 up. You know why? Because you don't do exercise this morning. What I make you to make it a little bit, you know? 66 books you got right in your hand. You know? Oh, man, we got the muscles right here. Okay, today I'm going to talk to you about something that we always do that. That's why I don't make the title. Something we always do that, okay? How many of you guys go to the store and the lady, the cashier say, good morning. And you, how do you say? My goodness. Are you sure you say good morning? Honest with me, you say good morning too? Or they say hi to you? You say hi? Raise your hand, please. The other ones are honest. They are really honest. They say, no, I don't know. Okay. Somebody say that, they say, how you been? How are you? You made like a little conversation? Honest with you, how many say no? One? Yes, exactly. Once in a while they say, how you been? That's, I learned something that's so nice when you say, if the lady and the cashier say, hi, you say, hi. That's it. How are you? I'm fine. Yeah, are you tired? Yeah, a little bit. Are you ready to go home? Yeah, a couple hours. Okay. Yes, look at the person's face. When they go, how you been? You go, I'm fine. It's like a straight. You gotta answer the question because the person is nice. And rather than complaining, everything was okay. What's going on? Are you hungry? You tell me it's morning or something? Well, according by the Bible, they say right there in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Filipenses 2:14. Philippians 2:14. And I just want to know, my sister Felicia, she just gave me a really, really good point. It goes, what kind of Bible you guys using here? King James or International? Great. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay. Okay, Philippians 2:14. What are they saying 2:14, please? Can somebody read it for me? Because I got a little bit in English. But they say right there a one-word thing, okay? I hope you agree with me. Ready? You got Philippians 2:14? I need a person to say hello. This is the Bible, say this. Anybody? You, go for.
Do everything without complaining or arguing.
Thank you. Let's pray. God help me. Okay, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this wonderful day, for our lives. Thank you. And thank you for this church, Lord. Because you let us come inside and worship together, be one body, you, Lord, and help me to share your word today and Help us to everyone. Use me like instrument for you, Lord, and clean our minds, prepare our hearts. And Lord, I want to do the best. I want to do the best for you and for this congregation. Padre Dios, te damos gracias por esta congregación que abrió sus puertas. Te damos las gracias por esta mañana, Padre. Y queremos pedirte, Dios del cielo, en esta mañana, que tu Señor Jesús seas el que me uses, Padre, para hablar a tu congregación, Padre. En el nombre de tu Hijo Jesús te lo pedimos. And everybody say, amen. Thank you very much. Do everything. They say do everything. Do everything. What does it mean, everything? What do you say? Somebody say. All. O sea, todo. Hagamos todo sin enojo. Do everything. Do everything without complaint or what? How many of you guys like to argue? Be honest. I'm talking about honest, you know? Yes. Yeah. Look at that over there. Hey, I'm talking about you, you know? Yeah, you're the one. You're in trouble now today. Pastor Ted's going to tell you about so many things, you know? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about this. Everybody argue for one reason or the other. Am I right? For something. For something. For do everything. They say Bible, preserve perfectly. They say do everything without complaining or argue, okay? But we practice most of the time, right? O todos practicamos eso algún día, ¿sí o no? We almost practice every single day. Am I right? Pero say, the Bible say, Jesus say, whatever is in your heart, come to where? From where? Whatever is in your heart, come from your mouth. This is the system's work, okay? It goes right here, or goes right here, inside of your heart. And when this inside of your heart, they come out of your mouth. This is the way they work. Simple. ¿Verdad, hermano, que sí? Cuando entra por aquí, entra por aquí, entra por aquí, y sale, y llega aquí, cuando llega aquí, sale por acá. ¿Capish? Capish, great, okay, great. I like the problem with the kids, say, ¿capish? Capish, Pastor Tony. Okay, we talk English and Latino, and Italian. Our world is full of complainings, am I right? Our world is full of complainings. If somebody give you a dollar, every time you complain, and you pick it up one for be grateful, you become poor or you become a rich person. You got it? I think I went too fast. If somebody give you a dollar for every time you argue with somebody, they get, what do you say? You hear that? He got it right there. If somebody give you a dollar every time you argue, if somebody give you a dollar every time you argue, or if you pick it up a dollar for be grateful with somebody, you become a rich or become a poor. Say what? Rich! Because we argue every single day, yes or no? For any little things, any little details, am I right? And I'm going to, if I share so many things, you will say, oh my goodness, yes, it's for you. Yeah, that's you right there. That's you. It's not about the point in somebody. It's about, yes, think about it right now. We argue most of the time. Muchas veces nosotros discutimos y lo que le digo a la gente en este momento es este, que si cada vez que tú discutes o te quejas con alguien, te haces rico o te haces pobre. Te viene a ser rico, viene a ser pobre cuando cada vez que te quejas de algo. You know the Spanish Bible say, gossip? When you just complain, they come and gossip, right? This is how they sound every time we complain. Am I right? Every time you complain, like exactly what happened. But you know what? Maybe you will tell me right now, well, if you got my problems, so you will complain exactly like me. That's not the point. Si tú tuvieras mis problemas, te quejarías y murmurarías igual que yo. No. Brothers, It's your problem. It's inside of us. Am I right? But the Bible, Paul perfectly clear, say, do everything without complaining. We are Christians. We got to be the light. We got to be the salt for this world. And we, most of the time, we complain for so many little things. For so many little things. The Bible said perfectly clear, do everything, everything without complaining. Why are we complaining? I don't know why, but we complain for so many things. If you complain more, you get more angry. Am I right? And the complaining become a bigger, am I right? The more you complain, you say, I'm going to complain about this. Okay. Short story. I went to Disneyland. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I went to Disneyland a couple years back, you know. Okay. And I saw a lady with a wheelchair. And I said, you know, it's fine. She can go through. We was waiting in line. I'm talking a big line to get in that place. We was waiting with my wife, my kids. And I said, can she go first? I go, yeah. The wheelchair, the kid grabbed the wheelchair. My grandma, okay, cool. Okay, just wait right there, okay? It's coming. Okay, great. When the kid went, I'm talking big line. But that guy had his grandma, and as soon as he went like that, 6 people show up. Everybody started complaining. Hey. We don't mind if she can go in there, but we sit out here for almost 30 minutes waiting in line. And I don't know. I say, go ahead, but I never expected they got. I told my wife, you know, let's get out of here. Let's go find someplace else to have some fun. And you know, we always complain for so many things. I complain about that because that was not fair. We complain when there is no fair. Am I right? You agree with me? It's how we got to complain when there's not fair. Something's going on. But we complain for the little details. Just go back in the Bible and say, oh my goodness, I got to do everything without complaining. But you know what? Every time you complain, it's get bigger. Number one, complaining make like a become like an addiction to you. Si tú te empiezas a quejar, se convierte en un mal hábito para ti o una adicción para ti. And this is the cycle that goes, okay? If you got a problem, si tienes un problema, and you complain more, and you just keep that complaining in you. Am I right? And you just complain, and you keep that complaining. If you make you feel bad, and you just go complaining, and when you get it back, you know what it is? It's sadness, stress, and never get a solution. When you start complaining so many things, you get stress, you get sadness, you get so frustrated, and you just keep that problem in your heart. Cuando tú te enojas, y déjame decirte, hermano, que así es como trabajan las cosas. Cuando tú te enojas, guardas eso en tu corazón y lo único que te va a causar va a ser tristeza, va a ser estrés y nunca vas a solucionar ese problema. Número dos. Complaining steals your blessing from God. You agree with me? When you complaining too much, they take the blessing from you that God wants to give it to you. And that's true. And I got a little example right here. When you complain, rather than trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He's going to give you the wisdom to prove you, you just get so blind when you complain. Cuando tú empiezas a quejarte y a murmurar, en vez de darte bendición, te quita bendición. No abre tu corazón para recibir la bendición que Dios quiere darte. When you complain, your heart becomes, your mind is so blind, your heart is so angry, and you don't want to receive what God wants to give it to you because you are focused on complaining. Complaining, let me tell you, is so many things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it's a Paul, he gave the example in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 to 11. Somebody can read it for me, please. 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, 1 Corinthians, capítulo 10 y 11. 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. Paul, you can, you want to read this, fine, because the whole story is right there in the chapter 10. Paul, he's given an example about the people of Israel. He was complaining so much. He was complaining because, you remember the whole story? Oh, we are hungry. We don't have nothing for eat. How many of you guys been complaining about that? Nobody. I like the commercial when they, I don't know if it's the same, the commercial. Mom, we're starving. We're hungry. Go to the refrigerator, son. Okay. And what? Look in your left side. Okay. Look in their inside deeper. Okay. Oh, I see it. Okay. Now you're not going to die with hungry. Right there is the food. Moms, my respect for you. Because my wife, she do the same thing. Goes, go to the, well, go to the Safeway. Okay. Go to the aisle. Okay. Go, look at your left side. Okay. It's right there. Look at it. I got it. Moms, they know so much stuff about us. All the men go, so this is what I need. This is what I need. Let's go. Well, sometimes, right? May I agree with me, guys? But sometimes the woman say, the mama say, oh, you know this right there, and you got it. Okay. Well, back to the Corinthians. And right there, Paul, he would give an example, all the complaints they have, yes or no? Do you remember the whole story? The people in reality was complaining for so many things. And Paul, he mentioned that the 23 to 24,000 people, because complaining, what happened? Rather than take 40 days to make it to the promised land, how many years did it take? Oh my goodness! 40 years we're complaining. We are thirsty. We don't want water. Right there is water. We're hungry. Right there is your food. Oh, we don't like that. Oh, right there is another one. So many times we complain for so many little things. God opened the ocean. Am I right? Hello, Moses said, do you remember what happened? Oh, we're hungry. Oh, we're thirsty. We complain for the little things. Moses have that kind of problem with the people. But you know what? The people start complaining. They start talking about Moses. Am I right? Talking about everything. How many times we say in the churches, let me tell you, not only in this church, maybe in my church too, or in other different churches, they complain about the music. And you know what? You know what? God wants you to bless you with the songs. He's going, that's too loud. I don't like that song. Oh, I like that. He's like, yeah. Do you agree with me? I don't know. Yeah, but maybe. And you know what? Complaining contagious to your neighbor. You know that? Oh, look at that. Yeah, you agree with me? Oh, yeah. I saw that. I don't like that really because what they're doing right now, they're doing it for the Lord. But sometimes we complain about the music. Yes or no? Oh, it's too loud. Oh, they mixed up. You hear that? They mixed up. They made that. Yeah, they mixed it. They screwed up. Yeah, really bad. Yes, right. Really bad. He went, You see that? Complaining. Complaining about the music. Complaining about the music. Complaining about the leader. The leaders, right? Complaining about, look at that. Oh, yeah, he feel like a big top guy because he just show up in here. He want to be a leader, but you know what? I've been here for 20 years. He's not going to tell me what I'm going to say. I can say whatever I want. I went to the church. You know what? They got a rope right here, all the way from the back. They got a rope. I say, cool, man. I'm Latino. You know, I can sit anywhere I want. The guy goes, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Can you sit on the back? Why? I want to sit here. Because the line goes right there. Okay. You know, what is the line for? It's for the pastor's going to show up and the leader say, oh, I'm sorry, man. I don't even know that, man. Michael Jackson, you know, he went back. But never say about reserve for somebody, you know. I say, okay, fine, cool. You know, we most of the time we complain for the leaders. We complain also sometimes we complain. We complain about the pastors. Oh, my goodness. We complain about the pastor. The pastor talk too much. The pastor talks so fast. I can't understand. Pastor Tony, he talks too fast. ¿Verdad? Really? We complain about nosotros. Nos quejamos acerca del pastor, de la música. Nos quejamos de varias cosas. We complain about the pastor. We talk and we start. The pastor, he went there for a month of vacation. How many would you stay?
Thank you, right? Thank you, man. You are my team. Yeah. I went to Mexico a month. That's what I get from I got my second job. I went for a month to Mexico. And I said, okay, fine, you know. I show up. Oh, my goodness, I got to do this, I got to do this. I got so many stuff, you know. But you see, I need a vacation. Everybody needs a vacation. Do you agree with me? And don't complain if I go to Mexico, because I'm not taking you, okay? Okay? Some people, they complain about the kids also. The kids, oh my goodness, the kids. And the Bible says perfectly clear, it's a gift from God. It's a blessing from God. No matter if your kids look so ugly, but still, don't complain about your kid. No te quejes de tu niño que están bien feos. Porque es una bendición de Dios. My kids are so ugly, I can't believe it. They made a joke anyway. They made a joke in Spanish. They say, when I born, they told my mom, they goes, can you do the breastfeeding to your kid? You know what my mom did? I was so ugly, my wife, she turned his back and give me. Breastfeeding your kid? No, I was giving my back. Say, okay, cool. It's a joke. We complain about the kids. Sometimes we complain about the kids in the church, yes or no? Oh, look at that kid. Oh, my goodness, jumping and kicking. You want to see a kid? I prefer to run. Go run. I can't. Don't complain about the kids. Remember Jesus? Jesus, he was going, okay, let's play. Hey, get out of the way. Leave Jesus alone. Leave the teacher alone. And what did Jesus say? Let the kids come to me. We are the Christians. Don't complain about the kids. Just give it you in need. Somebody, the kid need a hug. Pedro, can I have a hug? Pedro, can I have a hug, please? Yeah, you told the night, can I give you a hug? Can I give you a hug? Can I give you a hug? Well, stand up! You see? You see the way he was? Can I give you a hug? Yeah. Yeah. But that's exactly what they need. Sometimes the kids need they need a jumping and kicking. Hey, hey! What? Stop jumping and kicking. Okay. Because a healthy baby run, am I right? A healthy baby run. A healthy baby, you say, how you been doing? How are you? We are not going to stand that kid. But you know what? I learned something new. And you don't give your attention to the kids these days. Somebody that didn't even know about the love of Christ that will give it for you. Amen. And you're going to feel so sorry. Because he's waiting for you, to give a hug. He's waiting for you. And my dad go like this. Are you been, son? I'm like, okay, dad. And my dad go, how you been doing, son? I'm great. You see that? Picky, picky. How you been? And if now you say, yeah, how you been? How far? Yeah, we got it. Oh my God, what happened with my dad? Sometimes we change it. I encourage the men in the church. I say, how many times you give flowers to your wife? You give flowers to your wife? How many times you give flowers to your wife? Can somebody tell me? When was the last time? Oh, thank you very much, brother. Thank you. But you do, yes. When she was my girlfriend, I just went with the neighbor's house. I went, I brought you this flower. Oh, great. I steal that flower. But you see, I encourage the men in the church, hey, how many times you give flowers to your wife? Oh, I don't remember. I don't know. Yeah. You know what they did? They went to buy flowers for the wife. You know what the wife say? How much it costs? Because Pastor Tony told you to buy flowers. This is why you buy me flowers? It's been 10 years already. You never buy flowers. Yeah. Where they complain?
Receive the flowers, mommy. Where do they complain? Receive the flowers because it comes from our hearts. You're going to make me cry. And we complain and then we complain. These are the kind of flowers that I like. We've been married for 20 years and you never know what kind of flowers that I wanted. These are the color that I like. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Forgive me, please. We're complaining for so many things. We complain about our marriage. How many of the people here have been married for 50 years? 50. Great. About 60. About 70. Sounds like an action, you know? 50, right? 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, no, right? Okay. No, okay, you've been married for 50? How many? 50 years. Okay, great. That's wonderful. Married for 50 years, and we complaining, you know. I told you have to separate the socks with the clothes. You have to separate the wipe with the clothes, the color clothes. So many times that I told you, I'm sorry, honey, I don't know, I just don't remember. I do that. I put everything together. My socks come in pink, blue color. But you see, sometimes you complain, the marriage we complain because why did I marry that man? Why did I marry him? Because I don't know about him. I don't even know he's snoring down every night. He's, oh my goodness. You complain because he's snoring, and you know what? You snore it too. Yeah. We complain because she's snoring, we complain because he's snoring, and there's a little details, am I right? There's a little details. You're snoring. Wake up. Huh? I was snoring? Yeah. Whoa, excuse me. You do the same thing. I'm going to record it. There you go. Keep going. Prove it. You're snoring too. A little complaint, let me tell you, a little complaint take your blessings away because you married with a husband. Then no matter if you have a stinky feet anyway, you marry that person because you love that person, am I right? You marry that person because he's grouchy. You marry that woman because she's so nice. Great. But when she becomes, she married me, oh my goodness, she's a grouchy person. complaining, and complaining. So many complaints. Why we complain? I complain about my kids. Why don't you get in touch with your kids? I complain about my young kids. Oh my goodness. I can't understand my kids. I got a man in here that will tell you why. Don't shake his hand, okay? How are you? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? How you been doing? How do you been doing? I'm glad to see you. Please, Pastor, let me go my hand because it's, you hurt me. I got you. I'm sorry. I say you gotta be nice with the woman, man. The lady, I want to say hi to my brother. Why? Because look at my fingers. You gotta be nice. But you know what? My brother had three kids, three boys and one girl. And he always check his hands so hard. He's like, hey man, you gonna mess it with me? Come on, not with my wife, man. Come on, shake my hand. Be like a man. We complain for so many little details, am I right? Little details about the way you dress, about the way you... My goodness, we can keep talking about complaining. Complaining about so many things that's not good for God. I'm complaining, you know, and we never complain. You know what? Maybe you're going to say, what? We spend 6 months without pastors in the Spanish church. 6 months without pastor in the church. You know who was in charge? The deacons. And the ushers, and I say, yeah, that's right. There was no elders in there. I was the only one. And plus, and new ones, you know, I say, okay, what am I going to do? You know what? I would never complain. God, my goodness, I would never complain. 6 months without pastor. And you know what? We agreed the leaders, we send put his check in his account because he was in Honduras for a mission. He goes, do you agree with me? I say, hey, yeah, I agree with you. You go for a mission, God send you to you over there, okay? It's fine. We put your check in your account. 6 months. And 6 months, let me tell you, every month, every week, my gosh. Everybody believe in Jesus?
Any believe in Jesus Christ? Amen. Any believe in the Holy Spirit? Thank you very much. Okay. 6 months without pastor. Jehovah's Witnesses show up. Jehovah's Witnesses, they show up in the church because we don't have no pastor. How do they get the news? I don't know. Hey, you know what? This is not a church. We go, may I help you? Oh, yes, we are Jehovah's Witnesses. They go, but you, with all respect, you and the wrong church. Why? I said, you and the wrong church because we believe in this and we believe in that. Oh. Well, you're welcome to stay. You want to stay, but you're welcome to stay. He got us already. Let's get out of here. Next month, you know who show up? My friends in the Mormons. How you been doing? So nice. We can we help you with something? No, really, we got it. You guys, we just come and visit the church because we don't have no pastor. And you know what? Thanks God. Thank God because the pastor gave us an invitation and you guys was in church. Am I right? Thank God because for you guys, because you stand up what you believe. Not because the pastor is not here. They're going to do whatever they want. Well, the Mormons show up. I respect my brothers, the Adventist church, they show up. They want to change the service to Saturdays. No matter what. And they keep bugging me and bugging me. I say, why? Brother, why you keep telling me about Saturday? Because this is the day the Bible says, oh my goodness. I say, well, you know the Bible said perfectly clear this and this and this and that. Well, you know about the Bible. I say, yes, but brother, come on. Don't argue. You know, we have to love each other. Okay, fine. They take off. When the pastor show up, he goes, how you been doing, Tony? Oh my God, thanks God you show up. That was hard for us. What happened? This and this and this. And I go, thank you. And you know what? You stand up in this church what you believe. You stand up in this church what you really know believe, what you really know about what you believe. That way nobody coming want to change or complaining about this church, the thing this church do, okay? But you believe it but because you're staying right here. But you love this church because you stay in here. Because you believe what the church believe. And you have to stand up for yourself and say, this is what I like, and this is what I want, and this is what the Bible say. Nobody, somebody else complain about what you're doing. I love this church, and that's it. Capiche? Thank you very much. I'm not Pentecostal, Kelly, you know that. Okay? Before you complain, not just check the complaining, just check your attitude. If you want to change something about complaining, just change your attitude. Because your attitude makes you complain so much. You agree with me? They change your attitude. My brother, before we come here, my brother, he had a heart attack. And then you know what they say? We're going to do pressure with you, but you know what? You got to take all that garbage out of your heart because you complain too much. What? Yes. A true part of your heart is already died. It's already dead. But you know what? This part right here, you got to change. You got to stop smoking. You got to stop drinking. You got to stop. First of all, you got to take all the grouchiness or complaining in your heart. That way you'll be okay. God will give you so many years, more years. But you got to take that stuff out of your heart. And anyway, we have to change our attitude. Tenemos que cambiar nuestra actitud, hermanos. Okay? Number three. Our complaining affect our hearts. You agree with me? Proverbs 14:30, what they say. Quick, please. This is talking about the heart. Proverbs 14:30. What do they say?
A tranquil heart is life to the body, but passion is rottenness
to the bones. They say something about the heart? A peaceful heart. When you have peace in your heart, you're not going to complain. Capiche? ¿Me entienden? Si hay paz en tu corazón, no vas a estar quejándote o murmurando. When you have peace in our heart, please, trust me, work it out. A heart of peace gives life to your body. To the body. Everything starts from your heart. When you complain because you have something in your heart, nobody can take it away. But the only one, Jesus, will take it away from your heart. Be honest with me. How many things you know that make you calm rather than complaining? When you complain, I know you know so many things that if you have so many complainings, you have something that make you calm, relax. I'm not talking about I'm talking about relaxing. They say, I don't know if you, how many of you guys have pets in home? How many of you got pets? Okay. Okay, cats, dogs, okay. They say when you start, no. They say you give a hug to the pet and they make you relax. They make you relax. I know you find a solution for this kind of grouchiness you have, the complaining you have. Rather than complaining, working at it. Working at that complaining. Because God wants you blessing. God wants you get blessing by God. But you keep complaining, let me tell you, nothing is going to happen. Because you complain and complain and complain. Sure, sorry. Okay, there's nothing. A wisdom man, he say that. I was complaining so much about the pair of shoes. I don't have no shoes. I don't have this. I would like to have that kind of color of shoes. But you know what? I started complaining when I saw a person with no feet. We complaining about what kind of pairs, what kind of shoes you're going to take it to church. How many? The match? There was a lady in the church. She take one black and one brown. And she was going. I go, you got to go to the bathroom? No. I go, right there is a restroom if you want to go. No. I go, what's going on? He goes, because I was going, if I can put this one or this one, and I changed my shoes, but I forgot to take one. I got brown and black shoes. Because she was complaining about what kind of dress I want to take it to church. How many of you guys complain to go to the church and say, what's this one word now? Just remember, the only one needed your heart to come to church, okay? I don't know how many of you about Barbara Johnston. Nobody knows about Barbara Johnston. I don't know if I pronounce it right. Okay, he got a book of jokes. Listen to this. I read a sign in the post, and they say, I'm looking for my dog. I'm looking for my dog. They got three legs. He's blind for the right eye. They don't have a right ear. They got a broken tail. His hair is falling, and we just fix it. You know what I'm talking about? We just fix it. And they call him by the name? Lucky. Thank you. Decía Barbara Jones que tenía un perro, andaba, vi un letrero, que decía, ando buscando a mi perro. Tiene tres patas, está ciego del ojo izquierdo, no tiene la oreja derecha, está quebrada la cola, se le cae el pelo, y lo acaban de arreglar. Su nombre se llama Lucky. O buena suerte. Do you think it's a good luck for a dog? It's lucky. The dog never complained, right? He's blind. He didn't have no ear. He had a broken tail. And the worst, you know, that happened. Anyway, my last two verses, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. You got it? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I hope I pronounced it right. Can somebody read it for me? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. What do they say? My goodness, they say, give thanks. And know what? All circumstances. In other words, they don't say, no complaining. Say thanks. For all the blessing God's been giving you. Thanks for my family. Thanks for my husband. Thanks for my kids. Thanks for the meeting. Thanks for the church. Thanks for my car. Thanks because I got a limousine. No, you don't have a limousine. Okay. Thanks for everything. Because it's God's will. It's Jesus Christ's will. Whatever you have. There's a blessing. Don't make you complaining and steal
the blessing God wants to give you. The last one, Colossians 3, 23, 24, please. Colosenses 3, 23 y 24. What do they say? Colossians, I said right? Colossians 3, 23, 24. Colossians, well, see. Colossenses, yeah, Colossians. Did I say it right? Thank you. Okay. What do they say? Can somebody read it for me? 3, 23. Whatever you do, just do it for who? Without complaining. And you're going to do it, you're going to do it for the Lord. I'm going to play a song. Pastor's son, he want to be a pastor. I want to be a pastor. I can't believe it. And why did you give me that? I want to be a pastor. My goodness. Don't complain. Because when you complain, you don't receive the blessing from God. When you complain in job because you have a reason to complain, but no, don't complain because you want to complain. Please, don't do that. I have a reason for complaining. Just complain. But just not because you want to complain. You're grouchy. You're a grouchy person. You're a grouchy person. Think about it. Why you so grouchy? Why you so grouchy? Think about it. You have to change your attitude. Or you have to stop drinking your energy drink. You know what? When I see so many kids, when they drink, that energy drink, they look like a squirt. What's going on with you guys? I don't drink that stuff because the first time I drink, I just want my heart to go. What do you drink that stuff, man? I can't believe it. I got to do something about this. I never drink it again because I will kill my heart. Remember, whatever you do, just do it for the Lord and not complaining. Short story. And what I finish with this, okay, because we want to fall asleep. I don't want you to fall asleep. A king put a rock, a big rock, in the middle of the road. And the rich people come and goes, why this rock is only here? I can't believe it. I cannot go across. I can't believe it. Every time I saw that rock, it's still right there. And a preacher come by and goes, why this rock is only here? I can't believe it. Who put it here? I don't understand why. And everybody go around the rock, the big rock. And what do you call it? Oh, my gosh. A farmer. A farmer, I was going to say, in campesino, a farmer show up, he was with his two horses, he goes, oh, ho, 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 who put that rock in here? Who put that rock in here? You know what he did? He pulled it more this way. He put all the heavy stuff in there, take the horses out, listen, take the horses out, tie a big rope in the rock, use the horses, go, hey, come on. And the horses start pushing the rock. Hey, hey, hey! And the horses move that rock out of the way. When they move the rock out of the way, under the rock was a note, a paper, but a bag. And this is your reward for doing the job. When he opened the bag, there was full of gold coins. Signed by the king. The farmer complained. He looked at the rock and goes, why there's a rock in here, man? It's in my way too. I rather than go this way, it's going to be affect somebody else. I'm going to help him take it out. Brothers, you get a reward without complaining. Believe me. And if you're going to do it, you do it for the Lord. But please, We have to start complaining for so many things. Complaining about your wife, complaining about your husband, complaining about the music, complaining about the kids and children, complaining about the pastor, complaining about your job, complaining about everything. Do everything without complaining. Amen? Amen. I want you to your brother next to you, start complaining. Yeah, right. No, I don't want to do that. Pastor Paul. Pastor Mark, I'm sorry. I changed your name. Pastor Mark, you can come over. Do everything without complaining, right? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Who's who want to do it? Raise your hand. I want to do it. I really want to do it. Yes, definitely, yes. If you're a grouchy person, what are you going to do? Complaining more. No. You got to change your heart. You know what is in your heart. But please start complaining. Rather than complain, talk each other. Mm-hmm. Work together. Mm-hmm. And asking God, what do you want me to do without complaining? Go ahead, Pastor.
We're going to close in prayer here because we're going right about time. I'm going to ask Ken to come on up. Another story that fits.
I'm sorry.
This is, no, you're fine. I'm going to need you to translate for me, though.
Okay,
this is Ken. So he recently tripped and fell and broke his neck.
Él se llama Ken y hace un tiempo se golpeó y se fracturó el cuello.
It almost paralyzed him.
Y casi se paraliza su espalda, su cuerpo.
And he almost died.
Y casi die, casi muere.
Yeah. He was taken to the doctors and they found that he had broken a couple of his vertebrae in his neck.
Dice que lo llevó al doctor y encontró que unas vértebras de su cuello se quebraron, se fracturaron.
But in the process,
pero en el proceso
of the scan, they found he had cancer in his neck.
Pero en el proceso encontraron el examen que le hicieron que tiene cáncer en su cuello.
So he says it was an angel that tripped him.
Dice so que he, fue un ángel que lo hizo que se tropezara.
So he broke his neck so they can heal his cancer.
Para que so, él se quebrara.
So no complaint.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
I'm sorry, brother.
Oh my. How'd that fit?
You're going to make me cry, bro, yeah, no. Really.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about praying for you in the service when I got back.
Yeah.
And dice how does that, wasn't that amazing? And so we're going to pray with him as we close.
Dice que casi la, que le da gracias a Dios porque puso un ángel que, le, que se tropezara right. Para que él se cayera.
Right? Amen.
Pero a la
amen.
Vez este, le encontraron el cáncer. Y si no hubiera sido por ese tropezón, no le hubieran encontrado el cáncer. Pero gracias a Dios, y ahora dije, dice que no voy a quejarme de que me pasó esto. Porque gracias a, esa, a, esa, a ese tropezón, me encontraron el cáncer en mi cuerpo.
God is good.
Y quiere que Dios oremos por él para que él lo sane.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. God's good. So I'm going to pray. So pray. You know, we look for God's working in our life. We never know how it's going to happen. So would you stand with me as we pray? And we usually lay hands, but I'm not going to ask you to lay hands on Ken right now because that, okay? You can with your heart.
You okay? can do this. We'll sometimes pray. We okay. Do that.
Amen. Should we close one more song? Yeah. We're going to close in one more song. Okay. So come on up, and then I'm going to pray, and we're going to end with that last song then. Father in heaven, thank you for your work in Ken's life. We pray for your continued healing in his life. Thank you for revealing this cancer. We pray for a healing touch, that you would remove this cancer, that you would bless Ken, that he would feel your presence, that he would know your grace. Thank you, Lord, that you love us and that you walk with us through every challenge and every difficulty. Lord, you're good. Please forgive us for when we complain. Please help us to turn our eyes to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Amen.